This is your Daily Game Addiction for May 11th, 2006, Episode 8. And welcome to the Daily Game Addiction, your 10-minute source for E3. This episode is Day 1 of E3 on May 10th, 2006. There's a lot of news that went about from all the different companies. Let's go ahead and let's get to the news and find out what happened. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't have much time. I have 13 stories to get to. So I'm going to go ahead and start off by talking about World of Warcraft. First off, they're going to have the new expansion pack, and in the new expansion pack, they're going to have an increase to your level, so you'll be up to a level 70. There's also two new playable races, the Blood Elves and Dharnae. There's even a new continent called Outland. There's a new profession called Jewel Crafting, which will be used for the new items that are coming out, which will be socketed. It's kind of like Diablo 2. So hopefully that'll be actually pretty fun. And also, there's been also some other World of Warcraft news that I couldn't get to this day, so I'll get to them tomorrow and talk to you about that. Second big news story today, Metal Gear Solid to the big screen. So they're going to be having a big screen Hollywood studio come out, and they're going to make a new Metal Gear Solid live action movie. So that'll be very exciting. Hopefully we'll see the movie in 2007 or early 2008. Also, talking about movies, there's a new development team at Activision who are going to be working closely with DreamWorks. So you'll probably see, like for example, Madagascar, you'll probably see them using most of the stuff that they used in that movie and putting it in the game. There's also big news, THQ just bought the makers of Stuntman, Paradigm Studios. Now, originally, Paradigm Studios was owned by Atari. But Atari has been selling most of their franchises to stay afloat. They just also sold their Time Shift franchise, their Stuntman franchise, and their Game.com casual game site. So hopefully this will keep Atari afloat, which was bought out by Infogrames, but it may not happen. Hopefully they need to get some better games out. So we'll see what happens. I haven't heard any new games from Atari. I'll have to look around on E3 show floor. Anyway, okay, let's go ahead and let's look at Xbox 360 news. First off, they were showing off the camera with the poker game they're going to have, and it was using face recognition. So what you would do is you would stare into it and do a couple things, and in 3 minutes you would see your face plastered perfectly on a poker game face. Well, you got to actually go to the link I have and you'll see how well it looks. It actually looks a lot better than I thought it would look. Next up for the Xbox 360, you know the game 99 Nights, which is one of the Dynasty Warrior-like games that are coming out for the 360 that looks really good. It was one of the demos at the original 360 promotion. It's going to be coming out in America in August. So that'll be pretty fun. Now, for the Wii, let's go ahead and let's get some Wii news. First off, the Opera browser will be in the Wii. They're going to be using it for the Virtual Console. They're also going to have the Opera browser for the Nintendo DS for when they have the DS web browser coming out, which probably will be coming out at the end of this year or hopefully the early next year. They also showed off the Wii Zapper. If you go to our website and you click on the link, we have the Wii Zapper pictures. It looks almost like the original NES controller, but you have a Wii controller inside of it. And the biggest Wii news today, Super Smash Brothers Brawl. So what we're going to have is we're going to actually have Super Smash Brothers. There's been comments that it's going to be using the Shell controller, which I have pictures of that I didn't get to talk about last show, though they had pictures and we're talking about it. But it's also one of the interesting things is one of the new playable characters. They're going to have Wario, and they're going to have a new Metroid character, but they're also going to have Solid Snake. So that's going to be really crazy. That'll be interesting to see how he fits into the Super Smash Bros. Brawl game. Now, for the PSP, Grand Theft Auto Vice Stories. So we already had Grand Theft Auto 3 on the PSP. Now they're going to be putting up Grand Theft Auto Vice City onto the PSP or something similar to that. So that'll be very fun. Hopefully that'll be coming out at the end of this year. Also, Ratchet and Clank. Size Matters. That also looked like a really good PSP game that was being talked about today. Now, for the Nintendo DS, Phoenix Wright 2 is in production. That's right, our favorite detective game that's almost impossible to find for the original. They're actually going to make another one. Hopefully, a lot more units will be put out. So that's going to be really sweet. Also, for the GameCube, they're going to be coming out with a side-scrolling Paper Mario-like game. I'll go ahead and I'll try to get some more information about that. All I've gotten information from is mostly from the press releases that I've been reading from Nintendo. So, I should give you a link to that if you guys want that, to go ahead and get to a straight press release conference. I'll go ahead and link it to the Dig story that has that whole thing. So you can go ahead and check out what people in the press are checking out. And they also have really cool pictures and shots of pretty much everything, even the Wii stuff. So, that's going to be it for this podcast. I'll be coming back next day and we'll go ahead and we'll have even more news about what's going on at E3. Remember, you can email me if you have any questions or comments about E3 at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and just go to our website www.gameaddicthotline.com and click on comments and leave us a comment there. Or if you haven't subscribed to our podcast before, go ahead and subscribe to us. We have links to iTunes, Odeo, Yahoo Podcasts, and also Podcast Pickle. And you can also, I believe we also have Podnova. So that's going to be it for this day. It's a little bit shorter than I thought. I got through it before the 10-minute mark. Hooray. So I'll go ahead and I'll let you guys get back to your regular podcast. Until then, I shall see you tomorrow with more of the Daily Game Addiction.